Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He scraped the wall and he's going click, click, click. He's just driving his ass off, just going along, all that time.
I have to apologize. That was not Jim Nantz on the color. That was Vern Lundquist.
Can I give you just a little more background?
Yes.
I'm listening.
If we win, we should each give $40 to Pony.
No, I'm going to include Pony.
I think that's nice.
It's 25, 25, 25.
Hold it. He didn't buy tickets.
Yeah, but you know,
he's not going to buy tickets.
You can't exclude him.
I'll buy him something.
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah, I can't include him.
Still got 25% of mine.
Yeah, there we go.
25%
I thought you said 50. Now it's 50%.
He's not putting any money in.
Well, yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, but you're good to...
I'm done talking about this.
Walk out, and there are four Teletubbies on the bench in front of our building. Hammer. And this is what I heard. I thought you called the Uber. He said he was on his way, man. And then a Tinky Winky was like, my phone's dead.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to the party. And please join us along with our friends in great cities like Prince Frederick, Maryland. Well, it's a town. Mountain View, Arkansas, probably another town.
Yes.
Todos Santos, Mexico, town named after Oscar's
All
dog.
All Saints.
Yes.
Bora Bora in the Leeward Islands in the South Pacific. Calistoga, California, and Indrapilli, Queensland, Australia. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Happy Monday to you. It's another fabulous Monday. The Mike O'Mara Show, we are delighted to have you along. And, you know, it's Halloween, so let's get excited about that, shouldn't we?
Woo!
Halloween, when Halloween on a Monday, any holiday on a Monday, you know, I got my day laid out. I could do, frankly, without it.
Yes.
I mean, for me, I really could do without it because it's just...
Well, it's not about you.
No, it's not.
It's about
but I mean, I just, you know, if I could figure any way to stay in the house, I would. Now, when I come in here on a Monday when I'm in a bit of a blue funk, now during football season, it'll normally be because my Giants gave me such a sad day yesterday. Yeah, they were bound to lose at some point. They're not a good football team that happened to go on this incredible run.
Mike, it's literally a blue funk.
I thought he was talking about something Carla did.
Blue funk. That's what it is. That's what it is today. And, you know, it is what it is. I think, look, I get into the lead up of Halloween, and then when I realize what Halloween really is in my neighborhood, not feeling it. As I've talked about for, you know, probably years, if I really go back and think about it. We're having our neighbors come over again this year because they don't have a neighborhood where they can trick or treat. So they're coming over to our neighborhood. And then we usually go to this, my realtor, the guy that sold my house and helped us buy this house, has this huge party where I don't know anyone.
Is it an outdoor thing with like a fire pit?
Yeah, he usually does. Yeah. I don't know. Carla would tell me whether he's doing it again. I don't know if he's doing it again this year.
We have one of those in our neighborhood I went to once.
Yeah, it's a little forced.
Yes.
I might avoid it this year. I don't know. But it's very nice of him to do that. He puts out food and a little drink and everybody gathers. But it's like, I don't know
I miss
anyone.
Having something to do.
Well, no, it's fine to socialize, but yeah, it's all about my son.
Yeah.
And so I wish I was looking forward to it.
I think I have something that will get you in the spirit. I know it will get Oscar in the spirit.
Let's do it.
Have a happy Halloween.
Oh yeah, my favorite.
Yeah, that did it.
I'm in.
Mike, what about the sloppy DJ shout?
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, we're all going to talk at the same time. We are. a very, very bad calculation on the weekend.
What happened?
So, well, my son has done multiple costume changes, and he's getting ready for Halloween, and he's nine. And he had his little parade on Friday, which I told you about, because we had it early in the morning. And then he'll be wearing his same little Scream outfit tonight. And his his buddy Austin will be coming over with his twin brother Aiden, and it should be fun, I suppose. But it's Monday, and it's Monday.
I know.
It's Monday. It's like the worst Sunday night or Monday night football. It's like, I don't know. I think it's because I'm elderly, but I'm still working. It doesn't work for me. What works for me is a relatively early dinner, a little TV, to bed. What a day.
I agree.
Not social. And I've always found social activities on Sunday night or Monday night are for people that literally don't have to have their wits about them on the workday.
It's draining.
Definitely.
I mean, to be honest with you, right?
Yeah.
Haven't we all been to the social party and seen the guys that get completely wasted out of their mind?
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Mike, he was.
And we've been there. We've done it.
He was in
Super Bowl's totally different.
Oh, he was in the mirror.
What do you mean?
The guy I saw that was totally out of control.
No, but I mean, it's just like, just I remember going. Do you remember that place, Tim's River Shore?
Yes, of course.
Oh, that was a bastion of
Den of Iniquity?
No, I every time I went there, I said, wow, all of these people must be wealthy or deal drugs. Because there was zero responsibility.
How are they partying like this on Sunday?
No, yeah,
they are partying like this on Sunday.
I know that's rude to
Sunday.
Say. I'm so sorry if I offended anybody. But
I don't care. You didn't offend me, and I was there.
But it's true.
I'm with you 1,000%.
I truly am. Your truth is rooted, though, in your history, in the fact that when you did a morning show, Sundays, they didn't count. You couldn't do
Sundays
it on Sunday.
At 12 noon, color me done.
Yeah, exactly.
I was preparing for the next day. And to be perfectly honest with you, it ain't all that much. Now that we're back on our regular wintertime schedule, it's not all that much. You know, we got to hit the ground running. We don't lollygag in it. I guarantee you that 70-80% of those guys at the Sunday outdoor boat party that were going, are walking in and whatever task they have, if they even show, they're like,
Isn't your name carved into the deck of Tim's too?
When they had, I forgot what hurricane it was, when he lost his deck, I bought a plank.
You're a patron of the arts.
I think he's done. I think they're
it's
out.
Gone.
I think
it's
they're gone.
Gone.
Yeah. What happened?
Tim's River gone.
We have to cancel it.
Gone.
I'm sorry.
They had a big developer come in that wanted it and moved him out like through a series of
acquisitions.
Isn't that where they're going to build the new Commander's Stadium?
Tim's Condos? What do we have there now?
They moved him out. I think they moved him out. I don't know the details. Yeah. I haven't been back there in 14 years, so what do I know?
You should get the board back.
I don't know the details.
If they sold, you should get your board back.
Right. Because I really need that, but thank you. Yeah, you're mocking me. I donated to the place to keep it going.
Oscar was mocking you.
I wasn't mocking you.
But getting back to the whole thing, I never, maybe because of the morning show, but then later because of Monday.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of Sunday night football, although I watch it because it's on, doesn't it start at 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:20 commercial, 8:24 commercial, 8:27 commercial.
Weekend games.
And
Sunday
then,
games.
But Monday night, 9 o'clock, are you serious? What, like a long game with overtime, 1 o'clock in the morning.
This is the first time your age is truly showing. It comes with age. Like, it's late for you now. It's not late for us, young bucks of the crew.
Pretty
late. But you, it's a little late for you because Sunday night football, when they're winning, you're fine. And now you're just grumpy because your team lost. You got to be social.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I would look in on the game if it was like an 8 o'clock game. I'd look in on it first half and watch it. 9 o'clock is just silly. I'm a one team fan. Always have been. I watch my teams. I don't watch every I've said this before. The NFL is all about quantity. We have all the games. We have all the analysis. And there are guys now with the fantasy world of sports that follow every single game. I know the teams to a certain extent, but I don't get crazy. Getting back to the whole socializing on a Sunday night or a Monday. Mm. That's what makes Thursday and Friday so much fun.
Yeah, what I mean? What's the ideal night for Halloween? Is it Friday or Friday. Is it Saturday?
Friday or Saturday. Okay. Doesn't matter. Friday,
if you have work, you know, leading up to it, sometimes a bit rush at the end of the day.
Yeah, but I think that
Midtown,
you know,
on Saturday. I was here all day Saturday.
Yeah.
I forgot about the bar crawls. All Halloween bar crawls right outside the window.
Very drunk.
I left around 8:30. There was
Notable outfits?
I mean, they're all notable. Thank God I wasn't near a window the whole time. I just wouldn't have got any work done.
I don't usually reference the TMOS pinup society.
Yes.
Or Halloween costumes. But they featured this morning a young lady dressed as, in Toy Story, it was Woody, right? He was the cowboy.
Yeah.
Who was the cowgirl?
Jesse.
The cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to say
one of the Kardashians dressed up as Jesse the cowgirl.
That is a solid go to. Just want to say I'm a fan.
Did you share that with Carla?
No, I didn't, Oscar. I didn't share that with Carla.
See, now you revealed my Halloween costume tonight. I'm going to be sexy Mr. Potato Head.
That's exciting.
Mike.
You're too skinny to do that. You can't do your fat outfit
outside
anymore.
You'd
be a great Herman Munster now.
I would be.
Really good Herman Munster.
Your usual fare of costumes. I think you're the obligatory, it's what girls wear, right?
Sexy something.
Yeah, the guys.
Nurse Devil.
The guys were even better. They're even better. They had a pit crew on M Street stopping cars like they were a pit crew.
Right.
Because, you know, right in front of all the
bars. That's funny.
Where the sign of the whale was.
So cars would drive up, traffic would stop, and then they'd run around.
They were changing the tires.
I'd laugh out loud.
Yeah, I watched them do it like eight times. There was a cop on the corner. He didn't care. It was hilarious.
I'd be highly entertained by that. That to me... That's commitment, and that is out of the box funny. And
it was apparently a big night here. I was speaking to the guy where we park in the building.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he said, I spoke to my friend at 7-Eleven, which is across the street from us.
I know what happened.
He said,
my office is across, like, I can see that 7-Eleven.
The 7-Eleven guy said, I am never working Saturday night again for Halloween. He said, and this is how the guy that does the scooter.
He says,
stolen. Everything stolen.
Yeah.
Big Red Bull stolen.
Yeah.
Everything is gone.
Yeah. Mike.
Terrible.
What I saw happen, and so just two other costumes of note.
Yeah.
So you had the pit crew, which was fantastic.
That's funny.
Right?
Yeah. That's funny.
They had a guy dressed up as a marshmallow, and then it was basically three s'mores. So you didn't know what they were until they got together,
right?
And then they were s'mores, which so that was hilarious.
So you had the 2 graham crackers,
yes.
The Hershey bar, and the marshmallow.
Yes, yeah.
That's funny. That's
it
great.
Is. It is.
So where did you take in all this when you were walking?
I'm on the fourth floor watching just all this happen outside my window.
Yeah, he's got a perfect seat. That's kind of sad. You know, you're working your ass off and watching all the partiers. I mean, you're a big Halloween guy.
That's why I said, that's the only time I was like, man, I wish we had a party to go to, right?
Yeah, I know.
So I walk out, and I get to 7-Eleven, what I saw across the street.
Right.
I walk out, and there are 4 Teletubbies on the bench in front of our building, hammered. And this is what I heard. I thought you called the Uber. He said he was on his way, man. And then a Tinky Winky was like, my phone's dead. Because they've been drinking since 2 p.m. I'm leaving at 8:30 p.m., right?
That's day drinking on Halloween. Oh, that's a lot of vomit.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people getting sick at about 8 o'clock at night. That's
that
nasty.
Poor gentleman.
Yeah. But the big Red Bull, gone.
So many people.
Stolen.
Where do you run? And how many times? I mean, I did this as a younger man. Run to something. Can I use your restroom?
Yeah.
Right.
I saw so many people with costumes around the corner of the actual cashier, which you don't go to. No one goes except for the cashier.
Right.
People in costumes begging this man to use the restroom.
Yeah.
And no, because everything's getting stolen.
Yes.
Big Red Bull.
No, stolen. Then to the left, no more than 4 or 5 men and women taking a leak, right on the street because they're so hammered.
Washington, D.C., man. Nuts. Washington, D.C.
Yeah, because you're right. Our studios are right downtown.
That's where all the bars are.
That's where it
is. That's the M Street corridor where everything's going on.
Walk home, let me tell you, because I was like, I'm older. This is not for me anymore. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last great one for us, Rob, was when you were Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that was the boobash.
That was the boobash.
If you have a word,
and you had vampire, you had custom made vampire teeth.
I had custom made vampire teeth.
You look great.
That was great. It was a great party.
It was wonderful.
We had a great time at that party.
Their work, you know.
Yeah, they were work, but an excuse. Even though we got pulled there, kicking and screaming, an excuse to dress up.
Better than any, I would always say back in the day, the Halloween parties were a blast for me. And then, but always, would you not agree? And I don't want to come across, especially after watching Bill Burr this weekend, watching Bill Burr's special, I really don't want to come across as sexist.
Oh, dear.
But I remember every radio-themed Halloween party that I attended as not delivering on what I was looking forward to. And that was looking forward to costumes on the fairer sex.
Yeah.
And that's a sexist term in and of itself.
You have high tea. You're burdened with high tea.
But it was truly disappointing.
Yeah.
I never remember really being satisfied. And that to me is like Sturgis. The motorcycle rally.
Yeah.
That is like bike week in Daytona, which is even at a beach where you're just, when you're talking about someone in a Halloween costume that will absolutely stun you.
Yeah.
You better, as Oscar just mentioned, you better call Diddy and say, get me the ticket to the club in Miami where the multi-billionaires are, because that's where you're going to see that. You're not going to see that at the average. You're going to see a witch that looks like a traffic cop.
Or something that came in a plastic thing from Spirit Halloween. Halloween Spirit Store.
If Jimmy's had a Halloween party, I'd go to that. I think
Jimmy's
looked
good. Jimmy's looked good.
Did they have one? I missed it. Damn it.
They had a Saturday Halloween party.
Should have been there.
Jimmy was dressed as a zookeeper.
Doesn't he dress like that on a regular basis, though?
He dresses like a clown on a regular basis. So
did
it's
he
never
just pull
a
the zookeeper outfit out of his closet?
He's got
like a program director from WAVA.
Hey man, he's got a lot of different stuff. I'm not doing that. I'm not looking for Jimmy.
I watched. I'm sorry. My best recollection of our WJFK days, because we had some pretty good, Bode Halloween brewery parties. I remember
that. You guys had great parties.
Yes.
The junkies had good parties. Yes. We had good parties.
The WJFK one was where you're high T O'Mara at that point, looking for the fair sex. I'm looking for like John Candy in a Spaceballs costume, right?
Right.
When Mog showed up, he was half man and half dog, and he looked just like Mog from Spaceballs.
Mm-hmm.
Made my year.
Right.
Low T.
Right. I'm low T Santana.
Low T. Then he goes for the John Candy outfit.
Where's Mog?
I was just trying to keep
Is this real fur?
I was just trying to keep my wig on.
Yeah.
It was about a foot and a half tall.
Jimmy's Facebook page is like Jimmy's brain.
In what way?
It's scattered all over the place.
Hey.
It truly is. But,
Did Maureen Donahue Cerrito do an accompanying costume?
She was dressed as something. I don't know what. Though.
Like an animal?
It was, I don't know. It was hard to find. It's hard to find on this page. Well, but he was dressed as like Steve Irwin.
Okay.
That's what he was dressed as.
But he didn't
as
do it tasteless with like a stingray attached to him.
No.
Okay.
And by the way, you heard the joke that there's a new Steve Irwin video coming out. It's going to be on Blu-ray and Stingray. There it is.
That's pretty funny.
I forgot who said that.
I mean, it's been what, a decade, 2 decades?
At some point, what I would like to do, when we're talking about showing each other things, our friends showing things to each other, I think the idea of going into a computer and then picking the computer up and holding up a picture is something I before I end my run, I hope that technologically
you can actually share. You can do it right now.
We can have a little 20-minute
Mike,
pre-show
can
meeting.
Literally hit share on your computer and show us whatever's on your computer.
No, but I'm talking about showing the listeners, like showing it up on.
That's what you would do.
Just make sure you don't have any tabs open. Yeah. You don't want people.
We
to
just
see.
Never have right. shared that with you because yeah. we
add,
thought
add that
you
to
would...
the list of tutorials that I have to deal with. As far as
you can literally hit a button right now and do it.
What, on the Zoom call?
Yeah. Sure.
I'll practice. I'm not going to do it right now, but yeah. I will practice. May I share another Halloween story
Please.
With both
course.
Of you?
Yeah.
This is one that I didn't anticipate, and I thought it would be fun, and it was not fun. Now, as we were ramping up to Michael's Halloween parade at his school on Friday and Halloween today. Where
did
he's
he have
go
fun at the parade? Because I know that you were there and you didn't get a chance to interact with him.
He was with his friend Taylor walking along the school track and the middle school or high school band, I'm not sure which one it was, but they were doing, that's when they got
yeah, rock and roll part two.
And they were doing it was the first time. Mark this as the first time he was too cool for school. He's walking with his buddy Taylor in his Scream outfit. We got one way, but we got this kind of way.
Yep.
And then he kept going where he normally would be. He still wants me to wave at him when he's getting out of the car when I drop him off for school. But I got the super cool way. So leading up to this, he didn't want to be the Pokemon skin, whatever the hell. Not the Pokemon. Fortnite skin.
The Blues Clues.
Didn't want to be that one. Didn't want to be that guy. And then we switched. We did a pivot when he told me why. When he said, because I don't want to look like a dork that plays video games all day. And the car was halfway to the store because I love that.
Yeah. You're not a dork.
Anytime my son says he doesn't want to be a dork.
Yeah.
I respond positively.
It's one of his mom's greatest insults.
Yeah. Yeah. She said to me, I was conducting, we were listening to Buddy Rich at an intersection when we had first started dating, and I finished and it's like, and I'm going, da, 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 like that. And Carla turns to me, fresh dating, maybe the third, fourth date. She goes, you are a dork. And that really was contributing to the, I love that so much that maybe it was written on the wall.
And that's why she loves Buddy Rich to this day.
She doesn't care. So during this process, we decide, for some reason, I get into Halloween. I get totally into Halloween. And I, online, pick up a couple of cheap masks because I think maybe you can wear this, Michael, or maybe you can wear this. There's one that says deliver between October 30th and November 1st. We're not getting that one.
No.
It hasn't even shipped yet. F them. I canceled it. So that's I canceled it yesterday. But another one came in, and this mask is relatively scary. And so when it came in, we opened it. I said, that mask you ordered came in. Michael is playing Fortnite in his bedroom, and Daddy slips on the mask.
Nice.
And I'm really good at doing the where I come into the room like this.
Yeah.
With the head shaking like that. And it really was it freaked him out to a level where he was almost hyperventilating. I was not proud. I was not proud of that.
World's greatest dad.
If you saw this coming in.
And you weren't expecting it?
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be safe in your own home?
Yeah, it would upset me. It's upsetting me now.
Yeah, that mask, that's scarier than the Halloween mask.
Yeah, that's so god.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Mike, you can't do that to your kid.
I mean, you can,
but you
great
should.
For the show. Terrible for his psychology.
Happy Halloween.
Can you wear your glasses over the mask?
You know, no, you're gonna break.
You know, glasses.
I'm not your trained rabbit. Okay, you know. Really? You're like, that's why, like, when we do the bit where somebody else has a microphone, that's when your brain goes into hyperdrive, because it's like, I'm getting someone to do things I'd like to see that I have no intention of doing. That's what the
glasses over a mask is for.
Well, how did you console him?
Yeah.
And how did you know it was curtains? Did he just, like, start crying? What happened?
It's like, like that. That's the reaction I got.
Mike!
And I'm like, oh my God, I felt so horrible.
Do you try to hide it from your wife? Because that's a misstep.
She's there, of course, looking at me like, what did you do? What did you do? And then she's consoling him, and I'm standing out in the hallway like, just being the total dipshit. You know, it was ridiculous. I was so frustrated with that. You know?
I was talking to one of our team members here who has kids and was explaining that they had a parade in Montgomery County the public schools don't really celebrate Halloween for some reason. Who knows?
Right.
And I said, well, what's your take on a bleeding mask in a Halloween parade at elementary school?
Yeah.
She goes, who would do that?
Okay, I would look her in the eye and I would tell her the costume maker.
Yeah.
The costume
Very
maker.
Very popular.
And
yeah.
By the way, when I was in the spirit, you know, and by the way, is there anything more American than shelling out $25 for something that cost them literally 7 cents to make?
Mike, it's a pop-up store.
The cheapest possible. I mean, I got it. It's ridiculous. Oh, I got a lot of hair on it.
Oh, no hair.
Oh, no.
The fake hair that'll be everywhere as it comes off. This has a ponytail, I think. I think Carla took the ponytail off. Oh, it's Bit's head.
You know what you could do is sneak it under his pillow.
That's
so
true.
No, I'm gonna, maybe you shouldn't be a parent after all.
Mike, no, the pillow wouldn't be a good presentation.
Maybe you should.
What would be the best presentation if you could somehow like work it into a cabinet? Like, do you have like a adored cabinet, like a pantry?
Yeah, but he's
might,
little.
Not for my son, but that might be for mommy.
Yeah.
You stick that head on a broom.
Now, see, I'm happy with you. Now you've done something that will benefit me.
The thing is that you run hot, you run cold.
Yeah,
and that's fine. But
for
Carla,
it would be great. Great start, but you got to set up like a camera or something. We got to see it.
Yeah.
I'd like to have to so that it.
I think
falls
if you
out.
Put it no, if you put it on a broom. So it's high level. She'll open it up and the face will be right there.
Yeah, because if it falls out, you might not see the face.
I can't tell you how wonderful a night. That'll be happening tonight.
Excellent.
I will try to...
Scare your neighbors that come over too. Be like, hey, can you grab me that
this
broom?
This is the woman who knows if I've had an eighth of an inch of a chocolate chip cookie.
Right.
And will be able to bust me on that. So I'm going to have to craft this. But it's going to be difficult simply because we've got our buddies coming over for Halloween. And it's going to coincide with me arriving home.
You know where you put it, Mike? Is a cabinet where she has her stuff. So she'd never, she'd be like really
Her quiet moment.
Yes.
Her quiet moment. Yeah. Oh, I'll work on that. That's especially when she's doing her preening.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she's most vulnerable. That's when I've done my greatest scares on her, you know.
It's a shame you don't have like a mannequin or a dress form or something, because then it would really be. So
I do, actually. I do. You know, do you remember the movie Silence of the Lambs?
I do. Yeah. I've seen it.
I have it in my window where I covet the neighbor girl.
Don't you have mannequins?
Carrie bought and sold mannequins on eBay.
What the hell did she do that for?
Because she hates me. She hates everything that's good in the world.
You would walk into your garage?
No, okay, this is before. Remember, okay, the backstory is, remember when I spent overnight on a dare in the wax museum, right?
Yes.
And I got over my fear of wax figures because I got to see the whole process. But prior to that, mannequins and wax museum figures are like my biggest thing that always freaked me out and scared me. And one day I came home from work, opened the garage door, and there's like 10 mannequins in my garage. And I'm like, holy crap, what the hell is going on here? And I called Carrie. I said, you know, there's mannequins in the garage. And she said, yeah, I meant to tell you that I was getting those. We're going to resell them at a profit. And guess what? She did. But I don't
know
if it was worth it. No, it's not.
Like a dollar profit or something per mannequin.
I mean, she puts no value on her time. That's the problem.
Yeah, she loves the deal.
She loves the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's kind of like a napping Donald Trump.
She loves the deal. I love, you know, the sport I love so bad.
The golf.
And with my bad back,
gambling.
It's
it
might
style
be going.
Gambling.
It might. No, well, that I love that too. But that's we can't do that because that would that would ruin my life if I really did that every day. But the golf is, I've been struggling mightily with this back injury, and it really sucks, and it's like not getting better, and I don't know what to do, and I don't want to go to extremes, but I've gone pretty well to it. Chiropractor, injections, that type of thing.
Well, you went to a new chiropractor, right?
No, I went to the same guy that I always
But recently,
to.
I'm trying to think, yeah. It was last week. Did any help at all? Any good, satisfying pops?
Not really, no. No, it is what it is. Yesterday, I did this hip stretch where I sat in, I don't want to say that. I sat crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
God, political.
Careful, you're going to offend the apples.
God almighty. And I Johnny sat Appleseed. Like that. I actually lay down on my back. And I put my knees out, and I had Carla get a like a 25-pound kettlebell and put it on my
great stretch, yeah, great stretch
on
yeah.
my knee yeah. on the tip of my knee, yeah. and did that. And actually, I woke up and my butt was sore, so that was the stretch that got that done. I couldn't believe it.
Was
but
it
we'll
sore
see.
Or was it hurting?
Hurting.
25 pounds, that's what's got to keep you down. I'm like, Shannon, can you please get a 5-pound dumbbell
for Oscar, my level, you got to remember, I have two artificial hips.
You also have, like, you're built like an oak tree, like you've got
these
roots.
The doctor said to me when he put my hips, and he said it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I said, what? I said, because I'm so fat. He said, no. There's no fat.
Yeah,
there's no muscle. Fat down in that part of the body. Yeah. On anybody,
yeah.
It was going through your sinew, which was a little difficult to do. So yeah, my stretch is like she puts it there, and I feel it, and I did it for like 20 count for about 3 reps. But anyway, I even completely
have
forgot.
You woke up.
You said you woke up and your butt was sore, and you had had a cranberry juice.
Mike,
something like that.
Mike, I'd been raped.
Mike, have you heard of these professional stretchers?
Yeah, they have stretch labs. They have them down
here. I
didn't
know about them.
Oh, we have a buddy that works. One of her kids plays on my son's flag football team. And yeah, they have. I haven't been there, but I heard that's pretty cool.
Oh, they're good. I used to be 5'8".
I go to the, we have a specialty one down here.
Do you?
It's a Braveheart themed stretch lab.
But
so you get on a rack and you say they will never take our freedom. And there's a guy with a scythe. It's really a
you
lot
gotta
of fun.
You got to pay extra for them to actually stretch your foreskin, I heard.
That is, yeah. That's an upcharge.
Bada bing, bada boom. So,
right, Pony?
Anywho, I've been hurting, right? I've been hurting. Friday, we get done. We do our little bonus show, and then it's off. And because
hugs
of the pain,
and then we're done. Yeah.
I'm always filled with dread going out there and trying to do this. However, there's a guy there, younger guy, and he is a phenomenal player. Hits the ball 1,000 miles in the air. It's just
long
it's
ball.
Stunning. And he's getting his little stuff together, and he's riding along with me, and. He said he's got this thermos, and it's a thermos that he's got on ice. And he goes, ha ha. I said, oh, what's that? He said, birdie juice.
Oh,
and
I've heard
about birdie juice before, but it was done by the ladies at another place I used to play where they take a little something out there, and they if they got a net birdie, they do it. We have to do with the guys. We have to do real birdies. Well, this guy is a phenomenal golfer.
What is a net birdie?
A net birdie is like when you get a stroke based on your handicap.
Oh, okay.
And the
All
net
right.
birdie, it's not a real birdie.
I understand. Okay.
So this guy.
I'm confused.
Bring.
I don't know the rules of golf. It's okay.
One under par.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
you.
You're supposed to get a 4. You get a 3. That's a birdie. That's a birdie. So he's got birdie juice, which every time he gets a birdie, or we get a birdie, or I get a birdie, he busts out the birdie juice and puts in a little plastic shot glass, and me and the guy in the other cart and this guy. Well, it turns out we got 4 or 5 birdies during our round, mostly from this really talented guy.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I was playing like crap. My back hurt. I was sore. I had the best round of golf I've ever had.
Happy.
I realized it's just playing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how I do. Yeah. You know, it's fantastic. And you know what the birdie juice was?
What?
Chilled on ice Fireball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's and it was
Fireball.
Yeah.
A Fireball shot. And look, for those of you,
I really think it's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, if you're professionals, you've been doing this since you were. You probably did this in college 20 years ago when Fireball was. No, 10 years ago, the Fireball was like at its apex.
20
during
years
an
ago
18
was
hole round,
Goldschlager.
Yeah,
during an 18 hole round, 4 to 5 shots of this. They're mini, not full shots.
Little guys.
It's a little mini cup.
Yeah, a little cinnamon. Shot, right?
Well,
spice.
It was really. It's not like we were all sloppy.
Yeah,
but. alcohol, as Rob would tell you.
At the end of the round, what happened?
It's cumulative.
Yes.
Fireball. And then I met my bride, and it was off to have our dinner out.
We had our bad dinner. I love you. You got to drive.
You're going to have to drive. We're going out to get cinnamon dinner.
Yes.
Cinnamon
dinner.
I don't
know where we went. Where did we go?
Oh, dear. That's not a good sign.
We went to a restaurant.
I think I was taking fireball shots like 4 years ago.
It was. It is.
Because my wife would order them.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful concoction.
Yeah.
Didn't we find that in Cleveland? Wasn't that fireball?
No, we were drinking. It was Red Stag.
Red Stag, which is a very fireball.
It was a cherry infused bourbon.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't cinnamon.
No, it almost killed me. It made me sleep with Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the back of a Winnebago.
Oh, that's right, because the RV the next day, you didn't catch the opening bell.
Have you ever woken up in a hotel room to four alarms going off that have been going off? Yeah. But it's good to mention that because I didn't have a problem.
Well, thanks to John. I want to thank you for that wonderful. I don't know if I would duplicate that for every time I'm going out there, but, you know, for somebody who had a back injury and has been playing like absolute crap, I didn't care.
Fireball.
It was fantastic. Yes, sir. Hey, he got another. And then by the end of the round, like I always am, it was the same way at my bachelor party. They had a bagpiper piping me in, and I was so embarrassed at the beginning of the night.
Right.
By the end of the night, I'm standing outside going, where's my piper? You know, so that, it was the same thing at the fireball.
Sure.
At the end, it's like, I don't know. I really don't. By the end of the round, I'm like, we need another birdie before the round's almost over.
Someone get into the hole.
So it was delightful.
Maybe we should drink one to get one.
That's right. Yeah.
That was the best part of my weekend. It all went kind of, you know, after that with the wrapping up with the Giants. The only redeeming factor I had, and I know we're running late here. Nah. The only redeeming factor was a sci-fi reco from Mr. Oscar Santana of a brand new show on Amazon Prime.
We're early, Mike. We're early.
Called Peripheral, which was just so wonderfully crafted. And it was sci-fi-y to the point where, almost to the point where I didn't follow it, but good enough where you can.
The record came too late for me to start it last night. Can you thumbnail the plot?
It came too late for me too, but I still went for it because it's Sunday and I'm miserable because it's Monday the next day, no matter what. Love my job, love what I do, still hate Sundays. Always will.
Always
the end of the day on Sunday, even when my Giants win. Yeah. You know, by the time 7 or 8 runs around, it's like that. This is sci-fi.
Can you thumbnail it. The plot.
Yeah, it's about virtual reality. That's the best way I can describe it to you.
Okay,
it's VR, and the young lady who was a child actress,
who has
now blossomed into a wonderful actress as a young woman.
It was the girl from A Small Wonder.
I don't know. What's that?
Kidding.
What is Small Wonder?
Small Wonder was a syndicated show about a baby robot. It was the worst show ever.
And, no, but there are robots in this.
Mike, The Peripheral.
The Peripheral.
The mix of violence, action, a technology.
Yep.
Like a great plot arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
A villain, multiple villains.
No big names in it, though, as actors?
How many episodes are you in?
3. I've seen all 3.
Okay.
Oh,
all
right. Wow.
Still
look
good.
You.
Still maintains
still
its
great.
Heat.
Still great.
All right. Very good. So The Peripheral. Think about it. That's from you give Oscar Santana that credit if you like that show. And it's a go-to. It really,
Amazon
really.
Amazon Prime.
And like a 70-minute opening episode, too, which to get me, I just couldn't stop watching it. It was that good. So there we go.
I'll look at it.
I got to take a break. We will come back with the homepage. My God, it's Monday. Happy Halloween.
Order.
Great drive to school with my kid who was talking about Harvard. Said he wants to be a lawyer. Dad, I think I want to be a lawyer. I said, why is that? He said, because I like to argue.
He could be, you know what? Kid lawyer.
Your Honor, I object.
I'll allow it.
Have you been heard on a podcast? It's no time to play grab ass, fella. It's time to get tough and call the law offices of Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
So an Irishman walks into a pub.
O'Mara is on the case and you'll get the money you deserve. The Mike O'Mara bonus show is so funny, it should be illegal. Get a bonus show subscription today through the link at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Michael William O'Mara, kid attorney.
Oh yeah, it's driving me nuts.
He knows all about the birds and the bees, but it's his opponents in the courtroom who are really
you can't handle the truth.
I love
There you go, Mark Riddell. Oh,
he's a
my
good boy.
God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thank you. That's on so many levels for me. What a joy. Thank you very much. Good job, Twitch. With work from home becoming the norm, we are spending more time indoors, but now is the time to go on. Go on. Get outside. Yes, sirree. While the weather is still good, Electric e-bikes offer next-level features at a price that's easy on your wallet. All their e-bikes ship free and are fully assembled, so there's nothing stopping you from adventure. Whee! Right now, during Electric e-bikes Better Than Black Friday sale, you can save up to $450. This is the best bang for your buck in the market, hands down. Oscar is in love with his electric e-bike. It has customizable add-ons and adjustable features that let you tailor your ride to your style. Plus, variable pedal assist throttle, all-terrain tires, and a foldable design. No e-bike does more at this price. You can cover up to 45 miles on a single charge. By the way, if you watch that show that we're talking about, the Peripheral, electric bikes prominently featured. Yes. Reach up to 28 miles per hour with the 850-watt peak motor. Plus, upgraded seating, racks, and other accessories. You can make it easy to build your dream ride. Take advantage of Electric e-bikes Better Than Black Friday sale now and get your adventure on. Go to electricebikes.com and save up to $450 during their Better Than Black Friday sale. But hurry, because this sale ends on October 31st. Again, that's electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. Do it today. That's today, everybody.
Today. From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device. It's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we bring you sad news to begin today. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are officially done. They each issued statements Friday saying the typical things. It was amicable. They grew apart. They wish each other the best and will continue to do what's best for the kids. Obviously, neither one of them suggested it had anything to do with Tom unretiring and returning to the NFL. But that's what the tabloids want us to believe. And until a better reason presents itself, it seems pretty logical. However, as someone who has, on a very, very small scale, gone through marital distress publicly, I feel for both of them because it sucks. It sucks when you're a public figure, and it sucks when, because all your successes are spotlighted. Her success as a model, his success as a Super Bowl MVP, all that is splashed out there, and the bad stuff gets splashed out there too, and it really does suck. Totally does.
I saw Mike Florio on ProFootballTalk.com on Pardon My Take this past weekend, and he gave me the most insightful, logical reason that gives you a little more, underscores a little more what you just mentioned, Mike, if you don't mind. The reason, if those of you who don't care about football probably not going to realize this, there's a huge scandal between, and the Miami Dolphins have already been exposed, that Tom was supposedly going to go and be a part owner of the NFL, of the NFL Miami Dolphins, but also play for them.
Okay.
So when he retired from Tampa Bay the first time.
Right.
Left. It was, Gisele thought it was over. Like, okay, he's moving on. Remember, it's about my family.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, put yourself in his wife's position. It doesn't matter how famous you are. You're basically saying, I'm picking the family over the sport now.
I'm coming home.
This
after
is it. Yeah, I'm coming
this
home.
Storied career. Yeah. It's going to be me helping you
You've
out with the kids.
You've got a $358 million broadcast deal on one side.
Tom Brady helping Gisele Bündchen with the kids.
You've got.
No, but I mean, being home as a father.
In a relationship.
Parent. Yeah.
And she found out through the press that he was essentially making a side deal to go and work and become the quarterback, but also own a piece of the NFL Miami Dolphins. And she found out, she didn't find out from him. She found out through the press. And that was the breaking point where, hey, I thought you were coming home.
Yeah, it sucks.
Now,
and it would piss anybody off.
What probably. I say is, you know, you married a man who's dedicated himself to the sport, do you actually think he's going to walk away?
Well, at a certain point, probably yes, and make that transition to the broadcast booth, which is far less of a time commitment.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I would.
Yeah.
I don't think it was unreasonable for her to expect that. And by the way, it's probably going to happen next year now that he's getting the crap kicked out of him in the unretired season.
Grace.
So,
yeah.
you know, kind of
brutal.
A bummer, but, you know, it's... It's what happens. TMZ prematurely reported the death of Jerry Lee Lewis last week, but they were only off by a couple of days. He died Friday of natural causes at his home in Mississippi. He was 87. Lewis started as a session musician playing piano for acts like Johnny Cash before releasing his two biggest hits. This one right here, whole lot of shaking going on. And so that. God, I loved his music. I love those both those songs. Whole lot of shaking and Great Balls of Fire. I mean, just fantastic. That same year, his career hit a snag when he married a 13-year-old cousin. Yeah, that'll do it. Myra Gale Brown, they divorced in 70. He soldiered on and experienced a career resurgence when Dennis Quaid played him in the movie Great Balls of Fire. Winona Ryder played Myra. That is a great biopic.
It's
one
a
of
great
the best
film.
Ever.
It really is a lot of fun.
Jerry was married 7 times, 6 kids. He also had 2 famous cousins. Country singer Mickey Gilley.
That surprises me. I didn't know that.
I think
know
it was
that.
A whole Slicky Boy family. Mickey Gilley, you know?
Yeah.
All the girls,
yeah.
All the prettier at closing time. Hey, ho. And then the other Slicky Boy, Jimmy Swaggart. I have sinned against you. I beg you, forgive me. They're all related.
Alec Baldwin in the movie. Which is a pretty great role for him.
Jerry was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the inaugural class of 1986. Safe home, Jerry Lee.
Can I play one little piece of tape? This
absolutely.
Is neat. This is Sam Phillips, the guy that founded Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, famous for letting Elvis go to RCA, but he talks about Jerry Lee at Sun Records.
They come out with the following record, a whole lot of shaking going on. We took one take on it, and that was the take that we released on the record.
One take.
And he come out.
Jerry Lee, in his vein, is probably one of the greatest musicians
that's Sam.
Ever sat down at the keyboard, in addition to being a very unusual and talented vocalist.
It's just funny this crap all happened in Memphis.
I know.
It's just weird. Memphis is the southern version of Manassas.
Yeah, it was described to me.
That just crystallized Memphis for me.
It was described to me by one of my good friends grew up in Memphis. He says Jerry Lee Lewis grew up in a suburb of Memphis. It's like living in, it's like if you were in Washington, D.C., it's like he lived in Falls Church. It's just like a small little neighborhood.
The nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
The nice part.
Falls Church
strip
is
malls.
Nice.
It's just Memphis.
It is.
You know,
it is.
And it's got one decent hotel, you know, or it did back in the day.
And
right?
Mike, just remember this.
How could you? You know, y'all would have lost the war without us. You just think about that.
Jerry, looking ahead, don't you think your popularity will be diminished at home?
Back home, they take a different view of this sort of a thing. I expect a great reception when I get back there. My fans will understand.
Mr. Lewis, do you have any final words for England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
England can kiss my ass.
That's from the movie Dennis Quaid.
I love when he goes, yeah. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay, here it is. I'm playing. My wife's playing. If you're someone who only plays the lottery when the jackpot is really big, now's your time to shine. Tonight's Powerball drawing worth an estimated $1 billion.
I already bought my tickets.
You did?
$40 worth.
Where'd you get it? Sheets?
No, I went to 7-Eleven.
Cross Street?
No, the one near the gym.
Oh. Only 5 states don't do the Powerball. Nevada, Utah, Alabama, Hawaii, and Alaska. No one's hit the jackpot since August 3rd when somebody in Pennsylvania won $207 million. There have been 37 drawings since then. Nobody's won. $1 billion makes it the second largest Powerball jackpot in history. The $1.59 billion that 3 people split in 2016 is still number one. The 3 of us, since we're going to buy them, how many did you buy $40
worth? $40 worth,
yeah. You're going to buy $40 worth?
I usually go a Hunsky.
A Hunsky?
Yeah,
okay.
I really want that lot to kick in.
I don't know. Carl is getting them, so I'm not sure.
You know what I love about us is that when it's like $350 million, we don't buy it because what? That's not worth it?
The probability is actually higher than the roofs.
So it's $1,000 million. Let's see here.
We'll split it up equitable, like how it all lays out.
We'll divide it
equally? Yeah, just equally.
Okay, we'll divide it equally between the
if
three.
If you were about to negotiate out of that, the probability of that happening, that would be hilarious.
I think that's
well,
that's
let's
fine.
Do 20 for you, 30
all
for
right,
you,
so
50
we publicly
for me.
Say that among the three of us,
yeah,
Carla might kill me with that.
It's like getting struck by lightning.
No, struck right. by lightning is, happen. Lightning is more likely.
Yeah.
I think technically it
don't
is.
Leave
I think,
worry, I don't, think waste your, we, don't waste I the think, conversation.
I think it should be... I think it should be 50% goes to the winner.
You're out.
And 20.
You know
and
what?
Hold
you're
on.
Out. You're fired.
Hold on. Wait
you
a
and
minute.
I will split it.
Okay.
Yeah, you mess around
stop
too much.
It.
You
stop
can keep
it.
Your
don't
fortune.
Get. Don't get angry. Don't get.
You're out of here, Mr. Pink.
Yeah.
50% to the winner, and then 25% to the
disagree.
Other two guys.
Even Steven across the board.
Everybody. All right. I'm in.
All right.
I'm in.
All right.
All right.
And I think
God,
we
don't
should
be so hostile.
We should. If we win, we should each give $40 to Pony.
No, I'm going to include Pony.
I think that's
it's
nice.
It's 25, 25, 25.
Hold it. He didn't buy tickets.
Yeah, but you know,
he's
I mean,
not
going to
buy
him.
Tickets.
You can't exclude him.
I'll buy him something.
I'm out.
But I'm,
yeah.
I'm
out.
You're out?
Yeah, I can't.
Out.
I can't
okay,
exclude
Pony.
Him.
Still got 25% of my
yeah,
my.
There we go.
25%
of that. You said 50. Now it's 50%.
He's not putting any money in.
Well, yeah, I just said that.
Yeah, but you're good there.
I'm done talking about this. I'm really excited about this next story. God, we're running late today.
Good, here we go.
This is fantastic. There is a scientific study, the second one that they've done in the past few days. Last week, a study found at least 12 primates picked their nose. Now, a separate study found that doing it too much might give you Alzheimer's disease.
Mike, I don't know how to tell you this. You did this story on Thursday.
There is a certain bacteria, it's a type of chlamydia,
yum.
The greatest name for a venereal disease, that's been linked to dementia. Some experts think it's what causes it. Oh, come on. Really? Now researchers at Griffith University in Australia have shown it can get into your brain by entering through your nose. Basically, there are little things that clump together and form plaques in your brain that mess with neurons. And they've been linked to Alzheimer's disease before. They think the bacteria can bypass your bloodstream and get to your brain through your olfactory. It's not olfactory. It's olfactory.
Olfactory,
nerve,
yeah.
Which is what gives you your sense of smell. So,
do they have like a knuckle? Like two knuckles gets you closer to cancer?
It's not cancer. It's Alzheimer's.
I assume if you pull a two knuckler, you know, that's gonna be it.
Mike,
it's not cancer.
If I win. Everybody gets a consideration, but not 25%.
Right. Time for a gentleman, you ready for a Monday? You ready for a three-joke kicker?
Yes, I love it. Yeah.
Here we go. A little something, something. Surveillance video online. A thief steals handbags worth at least $18,000 from a Louis Vuitton store in Washington State. He did it in broad daylight. He runs inside, grabs the bags, and runs away. But unfortunately, he misjudged where the exit was, and he ran into a large floor-to-ceiling plate glass window, slammed into it so hard, he knocked himself out cold.
Mm.
The thief turned out to be a 17-year-old boy. Police say he's a member of a retail crime theft ring with a long track record of heists. The thief was not seriously hurt, so I guess in his case, the glass is half full. By the way, the thief said he was just browsing, but cops could see right through him. Although he wasn't hurt, cops say the man is still feeling the pain.
Pain cause.
That's the third one. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. I just 6:30 in the morning. I'm
pretty good.
Creative
pretty
juices.
Good.
No off switch, Mike.
I can write three crappy jokes any day. No, any circumstance.
Standing on his head.
I got the pun.
I did it while I was picking my nose. We'll take a break and we'll come back with something right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the creature?
You're a monster.
You're a monster.
Right. I'm a monster.
We're not monsters.
That's scary stuff.
You're the monster.
You hot monster.
He's a monster.
Oh my God, is this you calling me a monster?
If you don't have a Mike O'Mara Show bonus subscription, you're a monster. Your blood will run cold with the fear of missing out on the frighteningly funniest hour of TMOS every week. Uncut, uncensored, undead.
It's alive!
Save yourself by ordering a TMOS bonus subscription by clicking the bloody banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. The power of Christ compels you.
You're an inhuman monster.
I said good day.
So last week, Carla comes up to me, and I'm on my my special chair that I like so bad. And Mrs. O'Mara comes up to me and says, "Where's that thing that Michael likes so much? That thing." I'm like, "Well, how am I supposed to work with that?
Yeah.
What do you say? That thing, that Beepo, what is it?"
When I get that, I just say, "I need more. I need more."
Yeah, I said, "More words, more intellectual effort, please."
That K or Z, I said, "Are you talking about KiwiCo?" She goes, "That's it."
KiwiCo, KiwiCo. They know a thing or two about delivering fun for all ages. And they're here to help you give awesome with a KiwiCo subscription. You're giving so much more than a toy. My son loves his. That's why he was looking for it. You're giving a season of discovery and experiences delivered to your door. Each box is kid approved by a crew of kid testers. It's just like the movie Big. It
yes.
ensures that they're age appropriate and seriously fun. Cultivate your child's natural creativity and curiosity by giving them the tools to learn new skills and make new connections to the world around them. Each box features new projects every month, like discovering the science of magic. Oh my God, did he love that.
Yeah.
Engineering a domino machine, the amazing coin-eating robot, and more. You won't believe what they can accomplish with KiwiCo. And the best part, watching their confidence grow as big as their smile. Michael loves KiwiCo. Mm-hmm. I love watching him discover new things. Give awesome this holiday season with KiwiCo. Get your first month of any crate line free at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's your first month free at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Rob, I think it would be safe to say that Oscar Santana is into, like, multiple things. And it changes from second to second.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Absolutely.
Minute to minute.
Yeah.
He comes in today, and he's all jacked up. Mm. He's all excited
yes.
about NASCAR.
He makes a declaration like it's going to matter. He says, "I'm now a NASCAR fan."
Well, I've also been, I mean, if you recall, in a previous life, and while we were still working on the show, I've been to Homestead. I've been in the pits. I've seen how these guys work.
Homestead in Miami?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I thought he meant the place where you buy home goods for your house, like throw pillows and stuff.
There's no retail outlet called Homestead.
I thought there was. I don't know.
Like home goods.
That's what I'm thinking of.
An entire race from the pits.
I've been.
I've seen that with the power and the business, the juggernaut, the machine behind
how
one
did
of these
you come
teams.
To attend a race?
Mike, I think we briefly talked about this. You know, we do so many shows, thousands of shows.
Yes.
But the Mangrape brand was entertaining a sponsorship on a NASCAR hood.
Oh, I remember
okay.
this.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. I remember. That's like years
so
and years ago.
Rusty Wallace
now I
Racing
right.
was courting my boss at the time
mm-hmm.
and the brand. And we flew down for a race and got the full, like, spend money in our car treatment.
So you got to see it. Did it stick? Because I've heard this, before you answer, mm-hmm. I have heard this, that NASCAR, which watching on TV, I truly have a problem lingering with it. I get it. I know why it's popular. But I've always been told by all of my friends that like NASCAR that if you see it live, it's a totally different experience.
Yes.
You like see the theater, Mike.
You see it live. You also respect the level. It's when you watch. So when I watch F1 racing, I don't realize that they're going over 200 miles an hour. I just don't realize because you just don't.
Can't tell on TV.
You can't tell on
right.
TV. You can't tell on TV. But if you know enough, a little bit enough to be dangerous within understanding the sport, they're going so effing fast in a stock car. You're like, well, this is not safe. Right.
Right.
And it's exciting. And NASCAR,
and it's noisy.
Yeah, and NASCAR for some time now has, you know, it had its resurgence.
Yeah,
and their seasons to every sport, but F1 is taking over. People are really into F1. Like NASCAR is still fighting to be as relevant, but to F1, it's just So
F1 are the little supercars.
Open
right?
wheel. The open wheel supercars. Yeah.
Right.
And the need for speed on Netflix really opened up F1's profile to the world.
All right. And that, if somebody gave me a choice, I'd want to go see F1.
Sexier F1 Monaco, sure. You know.
Yeah. Right. A little stigma. Yes. With NASCAR.
And
too,
if you
probably.
Remember the household names like Gordon and Earnhardt, like those names, those were like rub as, you know, you go back to Days of Thunder.
Right. My favorite.
Yes.
Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle from Days of Thunder.
He was. Howdy, I'm
Mike,
Dick Trickle.
You have, good guy.
The reason why this excited me, not just for the move that you'll see that I shared with you guys and you can
baby son, Little Trickle.
Is
Nick.
The move by Ross Chastain at Martinsville, yesterday to get into the championship series to go to Phoenix. This gentleman took the took turn 3 and 4 like a video game. And what do you mean by that, Oscar? Is if you've ever played any racing game online or a simulator or an Xbox, he did what we've all done when you're desperate, is like you will destroy your car to take a turn to slingshot around the track.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan of the Disney films and what's the car?
Cars?
The Cars, right? Yeah. Cars. That's what they did on a regular basis.
Right. Mater did that.
Yes. So you're sitting there.
What's the guy's name?
Ross Chastain.
Okay.
In my humble opinion, and you NASCAR purists are probably pissed about this, so I'm sorry.
What? Pissed that he won?
Because that's a dangerous move. I can't believe I'm saying no one else has had the stones to execute that at a high level. We would take turn 3 and 4 into the wall instead of downshifting.
Right.
This man went to this highest gear and said, I'm going for it. Full send around turn 3 and 4, went from 10th place to 5th place, made the championship series, and bumped your friend, a friend who you shared cocktails with in your house of Manassas, Denny Hamlin, out of the cup.
Oh, Denny
championship.
Hamlin. Yes. All right. All right.
So, to want, I sent you guys multiple angles before the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn that up a little bit for him. Or he can turn it up.
Contact made. Watch six gets sideways. Here comes the 20. Christopher Bell trying to go to the outside. Way up the racetrack. Keselowski runs him. Now side by side for second. 7 laps to go here at Martinsville.
You got to fast
forward. More contact for second.
Do I have to skip ahead?
Yeah, yeah.
Now
7
clearing
laps.
The 6.
They are so much more fast. Back through the field, though. That's another spot for Denny.
11. Fighting for
every
point.
Is that Jim
Nance? Right now.
Right there.
Denny Hamlin, 2-point favorite to get in as the championship 4. Bell out of turn 4.
Denny didn't make
He's
it.
He's going to do it. He's won his way into the championship.
Here we go. Here we go.
Let's go get a championship.
And a fight for the point. Right at the line. The 1 of Chastain passed Hamlin.
It was a video game move off into turn 3.
It's a video game move, and I'd like to say sorry to the widow Lee Lewis.
Keep it playing.
Oh, no.
But the car gets the wall wide open all the way around turn 3 and 4.
Chastain, Elliott, Bell, and Logano are gonna
they're going
to fight for a championship in Phoenix. Take a look at what he did.
I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Wide open.
Pretty cool.
The wall in 3 and 4 at Martinsville.
He's scraping the wall.
Yes.
It's pretty wild.
He scraped the wall and he's going click, click, click. He's just driving his ass off, just going along, going all that time.
I have to apologize. That was not Jim Nance on the color. That was Vern Lundquist.
Really? I mean, he is against the wall as he's driving. It's just like he's using
That's
the.
That's how you made speed in the video game.
Yeah, okay.
So chatty.
Can I give you just a little more background?
Yes.
I'm listening.
Wait, hold on. Yes. We'll wrap this up and then have something. Okay, we got to take a break. Okay. I'm sorry like that.
I got my pay the bill, you know. And
video game move. That's a video game move. I can't believe it. What would Dick Trickle is turning over his grave right now?
Be right back, but Mike O'Meara should come. Do it right now. Dick Trickle. NASCAR.
The students of Herndon High School are scared.
I'm so scared.
They caution each other to stay awake, or they may experience a nightmare on Eldon Street.
Hey, it's Jimmy.
What do you want from
me.
Try the Buffalo Platter.
You're a monster.
Say hi to Goose Cerrito.
Save yourself. Order a TMOS Bonus Show subscription and laugh along with Mike, Rob, and Oscar.
It's not a Ponzi scheme.
Click the banner at MikeOmaraShow.com and start your subscription today so you can live to see tomorrow.
It'll be okay.
Your fall routines are in full swing and your schedule is getting busier, but that's okay because Freshly is here to help. Let Freshly take care of your weekly meal prep with satisfying dishes delivered straight to your door. Get started today and you'll get $140 off your first five orders. That's over a month of nutritiously portioned meals, all without the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, or the cleanup. Freshly fits your lifestyle with plans tailored to every dietary preference. Choose from their signature collection or try their many gluten-free, dairy-free, and plant-based options, as well as carb and calorie-conscious favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar loves Freshly, too. He is loving the sun-dried tomato chicken with zucchini noodles. Healthy, healthy, healthy. And ready in 3 minutes.
Yes.
Yum. Revamp your routine this fall with Freshly. And save now for a limited time. Order today and get $140 off your first five orders at Freshly.com/TMOS. That's Freshly.com/TMOS for $140 off your first five orders. Freshly.com/TMOS. $140 off your first five orders. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now back to Oscar's love. So did somebody hip you to this race, or did you just happen to look or did you watch the highlights? Because I know you're a big highlight guy.
Yeah, well, I'm watching the games, I actually like a two-screen experience.
Okay.
I like watching.
Like my buddy Miller. Milsey's got like four screens going.
But mine's football. My computer.
Like Elvis.
Mine's my laptop or my tablet, right? Or iPad.
Right.
And I'm looking at, I'm either on TikTok or on Instagram, Facebook.
Bitcoin.
Thank you.
And I just start seeing like all of these, like, did you see that Martinsville? And I start seeing on the trending side, like what's happening. And I'm like, what is happening in Martinsville? And I click on it.
Turn four. He's going to do it. He's won his way into the championship.
Let's go get a championship.
I want to hear this guy say it.
Right at the line. The one of Chastain past Hamlin.
It was a video game move off into turn three.
That's all I wanted to hear.
It. It's a video game move off of turn three.
On an NFL Sunday, for NASCAR to clip all the way to the top trending.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's something like crazy has happened. A big crash. An unfortunate, tragic death.
Right.
Or what is now one of the greatest moves in NASCAR history to finish a race.
All right. So you looked in on this.
Yes.
My question to you, based on the way he did it, which is smoke coming off, a little bit dangerous move.
200 miles an hour, by the way.
200 miles an hour. Were there any other drivers that were thinking this a little reckless to be driving like that?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
When I saw the playback, I want you to know I saw what he did and I was salty.
Let me tell you something. Is he a young driver? Is he a young guy?
Oh, yeah.
You
know?
He's a young buck.
Yeah. High T. Yeah. High T.
That's his word of the day. High testosterone. Yeah. Let me tell you something, young man. You pull that video game crap out. I swear to God, cancel culture will put you down like a dog. We'll put you down like a rabbit dog.
Why'd you hit star and A? Why'd you do that?
So the drivers that were celebrating this, we're calling him. It's telling him he's got the biggest stones they've ever seen on a track.
Right.
The drivers that were saying that's an embarrassing move. That's not really racing.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. Right. But for most fans.
Yeah.
And for the sport, for someone to call their shot essentially and just push.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's not only endangering the you know, you can't see around turn three and four. You don't know who's going to be
there. He's endangering his own life.
Sure. He could have died.
Yeah.
Right. Right. He's one of those. He's that age. He's, you know, this is an old man comment. He's at that I'm going to live forever age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, because on turn four, apparently there's a portion of that track that could be creaked open a little bit because that's where the emergency crews come in.
Oh,
you mean like a hockey door?
Yes.
Like the door to a hockey bench.
Do you suppose there was like the tech crew watching the film of this saying, I didn't shut the door. You shut the door?
It's scary. Well, congratulations to
Ross Chastain.
I know we joked earlier, but if Jim Nantz had been calling that, he would not approve of it.
There is no place for this in NASCAR racing, kids.
Ross quickly, he cops to it. In the post-race interview, he says the first time he ever tried that move was when he was playing, you know, at home, GameCube, and that's how he would win races at this track on the GameCube.
That's too funny.
That's a video game move.
You would think it would slow him down. The friction of the wall, it really took the opposite. It's the centrifugal whip effect that sends him across the line.
And also, if you don't have the wall to hold you on the track, you do, Oscar said, you have to downshift into a turn.
Yeah.
He could just go full tilt ahead.
But he went 200 miles an hour into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scary. It was scary, but fun to watch.
It really was.
Yeah. Rob, did you say you had something for Halloween before
quick,
we... It is Halloween.
It's a
Halloween
show and tell.
All right,
and I don't
know
if this show makes me like weird or not, but you know, one of my favorite movies ever is Psycho, and I've watched it a million times.
Tell me you didn't do this after I asked you not to do this. It's good for the show.
I did.
Jesus Christ.
I did some research. I've been, I'm up
you
to Psycho
You know, we
4.
Don't work at WJFK anymore, right?
Right, right.
So when I ask you not to bring something in, what does that mean to you?
It's a suggestion.
No, there's a big problem.
This is not a problem.
It's a big problem.
No, it's with the glasses is great.
What is he bringing in?
So, Mike, I did some research to the actual knife that Norman used in Psycho, and I found the model. It's a Forstner butcher knife, and I said, I wonder, and I went on eBay, and I bought the actual knife from Psycho. Isn't it great? It's a butcher knife. It's the same model they used in... Really? Nothing? Oscar Fielder.
It just looks like an average
it's a regular
knife.
Kitchen
no,
knife.
But it is. It's the model and the exact one that Mrs. Bates used in the movie. I mean, you got to admit, it looks pretty creepy. Huh?
No, it looks like a knife.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
I mean, it's the classic... Well,
I told him, like, I was like, hey, man, like, you've been watching all these Psycho movies... And then you're buying knives.
I bought a knife.
Like, if you actually lay all this out within some path of, like,
there
this
might
guy
be
may
something
not be stable.
Brewing.
Yeah.
There might be something brewing. Like, he's talking to people.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like...
Or he might need to talk to people.
No.
Professionals,
I'm
not
fine.
Just in his mind.
I'm fine. I think it's nice. It's what it is. It's like a
That's
going to
be on your tombstone. I'm fine.
Mike, I was fine all
hey,
year.
your feet look like they're going to fall off your legs. I'm fine. Leave me alone.
I'm fine.
Yeah. You're drinking a lot of
it's like
vodka.
My last physical. My doctor spent way too much time with my toes.
Oh.
Like, what the hell are you doing down there? You know?
Feel this, I mean, come on. Mr. Yeah.
Did any of them, when he was doing that, did any of them
not
come
a
off?
Thing.
It fell clean off.
You feel anything when I do this? Nope, just the same numbness there is always there. Did, whatever.
I have a question, an honest question for you, Rob. And that's not about your mental health, because we all have questions.
Yeah.
This knife.
Yeah.
When you purchased it.
Yes.
Did you find the same? Did anybody in your life say, oh my God, that's so cool?
My mom did.
Yeah. Oh.
My mom did.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Well, she's humoring you.
No, I don't think so, because she loves the movie too. I haven't told Carrie about the knife yet.
All right. Are you going to, what are you going to do? Frame it or something like
I
that?
I might hang it on the wall.
But it's just do you really know it's the exact model?
Right,
yep. Yeah, I was able to verify through. There's a lot of people that love the movie. A lot of people love the
movie.
Okay,
all right.
But it's not the knife from the movie.
No, it's just
a knife.
No, and I think it's okay if you hold it like this. If you start holding it like this, that's the problem.
I get it.
You
want to
see my
you.
Knife? It's up here. Yeah.
It's very, very nice. All right, put it down.
If we had an HR.
That's a very good, very clever
Someone talk to this guy.
I just used it for bagel day, that's all.
Is it sharp?
No,
it's dull.
Okay, all right, very good.
It was as dull as my story.
Why am I creeped out? We'll take a break and come back with the thing right here.
Sound out.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah.
All right, boys, settle down. It's me, Elvira, mistress of the dark. The sassy lassie with a classy chassis. You may have read that I enjoy the company of the fairer sex. Guys never did it for me because while a guy is doing it, he's thinking how great it would be with a different woman. Whereas when a straight woman is doing it, she's thinking how lousy it is with this guy. by. If your lady needs something spooky, scary, racy, or lacy for your Halloween celebrations, visit the TMOS Shopping Center, you little monsters. Just like my sweater goblins, these handsome devils need a lot of extra support.
Yeah, might be a little late for that now, but Rob loves playing Elvira, yeah. Mistress of the Dark. Hey, if you love drinking coffee like I do, I enjoyed my trade coffee this morning. Mm. I put it in my my little cup, and it's just yummy, yummy. I made it extra strong this morning. Trade Coffee is a coffee subscription service that makes it simple for you to discover new coffees and make your best cup of joe and do it at home every day. Trade partners with the nation's top-rated independent roasters to send coffee to your home that you will love and on your preferred schedule. Plus, you get to support small local businesses. A win-win. Even if you're new to specialty coffee and need some help, Trade makes it easy and convenient to discover new coffees. They'll send you ground coffee or whole beans, and Trade guarantees love at first bag, or they'll send you a new one for free. And my God, does this coffee smell great.
Oh,
I love it, love it, love it. Right now, I'm drinking organic Tokati. It's a blend with notes of apricot. It's got cacao and caramel. It's insanely good. Upgrade your coffee today with Trade Coffee and let them take the guesswork out of finding your perfect cup. That's drinktrade.com/TMOS for $30 off your subscription to the best coffees in the country. Remember, drinktrade.com/TMOS.
Sound
down. Sound
down.
Call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
Does the name Cat Callahan mean anything to you?
Cab Calloway?
No, Cat Callahan. Cat, like short for Catherine. Oh, K-A-T.
Kitch Henderson?
Callahan
Kitch
Breaks. Henderson?
No, it's not Callahan Motor Parts. No, it's not that.
Katmandu?
She works Katmandu. No, it's none of these things. She All works right. at Ontario's 91.5 The Beat. And she claims that she is the voice of the TikTok text-to-voice lady. So when you see a narration on a TikTok video, this is her voice.
I thought she was just AI, no?
No, well, apparently she claims it's her. Now, TikTok has not issued a statement for or against.
Bitcoin.
Internet. I would think that if she was lying, they would shut her down. But anyway, here's an example of her in real life.
Yes, I'm the TikTok text-to-speech girl. My name is Kat. I work with TikTok on TTS and other projects. I love working with TikToks. Sometimes you guys make me say some pretty horrendous things.
That's what
it's
I thought.
It's pretty messed up. But I kind of think it's funny. I don't mind it at all.
Well, did you think
You're
it was serious?
You're probably sick of my voice. I'm sick of my voice.
No, I said that she claims to do it, but I just thought it was interesting that TikTok hasn't come out and said, no, she's not, or yes, she is.
So I worked with some on auto-generated voice
programs.
Emulator, when we were working, do you remember that a long time ago, Mike? We were working on a Bluetooth speaker for white noise.
Yeah.
So you had to find, so either you could pay a voice actor to do like, you know, storm or rain or whatever it was, or you could get a voice, a software that says white noise, but like it sounds fake. This sounds like a computer saying things.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think it's a person.
I wanted you to use the George Carlin as the wino newsman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have
Phnom Penh! That's it for Wino News. Details on the half hour.
I would like for the TikTok lady to say, that is a video game move.
That is a video game. Let's see if we've got that. Hold on just a second.
We can isolate that.
Yeah, we shall. In Colorado, Mike, imagine being trapped in your own home. Wouldn't that suck?
Put the car against the wall, wide open, all the way around turn 3 and 4.
Chastain, Elliott Bell, and Logano are going to fight for a championship in Phoenix. Take a look at what he did.
I have never seen anything like that before in my life.
It's a video game move.
So in Colorado, a woman named Marley Gross was trapped in her house because of tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
There were too many tumbleweeds in her yard, and she couldn't get out of her home.
The wino newsman would do that.
Mm-hmm. Tumbleweeds.
Exactly, exactly.
All right.
I looked out of my bathroom window, and the tumbleweeds kept on jumping up on the window. I opened the front door, and the whole tumbleweeds. I almost ran into the neighbor's fence because I didn't know where I was. You had to fight yourself through the tumbleweeds. I don't know what we're going to do.
Where does this take place?
Colorado.
Oh, so she's a German lady. I said, what are the tumbleweeds? They're all over the place. They're taking over my yard. I don't understand. It's crazy stuff. Yeah.
One more time.
I looked out of my bathroom window and the tumbleweeds kept on jumping up on the window. I opened the front door and the whole tumbleweeds. I almost ran into the neighbor's fence because I didn't know where I was. You had to fight yourself through the tumbleweeds. I don't know what we're going to do, how we get rid of those tumbleweeds.
It's horrible.
There's probably one reason.
What?
The drought. Right? The drought and the tumbleweeds discharge from the ground and then they roll across the yards. And that's why they can't get, that's why she walks into her neighbor's fence.
Do you have anything like that back in the old country?
Nah, boy, I tell you.
Nine.
But I watched that Ross Chastain. That's a video game move.
Did you know this was sort of simmering under the radar all weekend long on social media? Cookie Monster has a first name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you know this?
No.
And they found a song where he reveals his first name. It'll surprise you what his name is.
The first time he eat cookie, when he was very small, he had never ever tasted cookie at all. He was just a mild-mannered little kid. In fact, back then, he think my name was Sid. Yeah, yeah.
Sid. Sid Cookie. Oh,
Sid Cookie. Oh.
That's one of my great general managers of all time. Station owner Sid Abel. I still consider him a friend. You know, I didn't want to buy anything for the station. Sid, I need a 75-cent tape cartridge. I need a 75-cent tape cartridge for the radio station studio because they're breaking when we're playing music.
Right.
And camera. You're killing me, Mike. You're killing me here. That's so, Sid Abel.
Not Sid Cookie.
No, not Sid. Sid.
Sid. And also, Mike, not one who an on and gone appearance in this show once, Sid Cada.
Sid Cada.
Sid Cada.
Yeah.
And remember Toy Story, the evil kid next door
that broke
all the toys. Sid.
Yes. And Sexy Jesse.
Yeah, that's right. All that. Oh, man. Hey,
Full TMO circle.
Is Pin-Up Society. Really? More of those costumes.
Kendall Jenner.
Thank you. That's who it was.
Let us close with this, Mike. One of my favorite Halloween bits. Bob Marley talking about Halloween in Maine.
And
it's just brief, but I do like it. So happy Halloween, everybody.
Grew up in the sticks in Maine. Halloween, that was great. Trick-or-treating. Houses are 5 miles apart. It's like running a marathon with a costume on. Every couple of miles, there's a guy with a cup of water with some M&Ms in it. Keep running, Batman. Keep running.
That's all I got.
Keep running, Batman.
Let's get Bob Marley on again. Yeah. That would be so much fun.
I love him.
I just love. You know what? It's been so long since I've been up there. I haven't been up to Maine in a while. I need my fix. Bob Marley would help me with that.
Keep running, Batman.
Cup of water and M&Ms. That's awesome. We got to take a break. We will come back tomorrow. Happy Halloween.
Yes. Happy
Please.
Halloween.
Stay safe out there. We'll have a recap tomorrow. You know, it's my Halloween, so something's got to be weird. Be good to people around you and take care of the kids. And be generous, too.
Yes.
Give nice stuff out. Don't cheap out. Thank you. For Rob Spiewak.
That's a video game move.
And Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Happy Halloween. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sorry, I queued it up to the wrong spot. Have a great day, everybody.